If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I'm sure you've thought of making money off of it, right? If you want to start monetizing your podcast, sign up for Podmetrics. Head over to podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE when you sign up. Again, that's podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE when you sign up. On with the show! So, how was your break / marriage time? You just came from a break.
Yeah, I did. It was really fun because I my wedding was held in Dumaguete, so it's like in this island. And then I think you already know, but if you don't, most of my friends are actually in Manila. So I went to college in Luzon. I went to high school in Luzon. So like most of my friends are in Manila. And so, yeah, I haven't seen them for like 2 years and they haven't seen each other for like 2 years as well. So like it was a big party and it was really awesome because it rained. Like, okay, the old guests weren't happy about it, but, you know, like the young ones were like very game with everything. Mm-hmm. And I haven't gotten drunk like that in such a long time. So it was super fun. And we earned, in the wedding. Like we received not a lot, but like we received money. So that's something. It's fun.
So it's a net positive.
Yes, it's a net positive. And yeah, it was fun. Like I haven't been around like a lot of people for a long time as well. So it was a bit overwhelming, but you know, like it also kind of made me realize that even if things are working out for us, like you are an internet friend, but you know, like hanging out with friends in person is still super different. So yeah,
I totally agree. There's this thing called, like, I have a lot of Facebook friends, but you know, those are just Facebook friends,
right?
The circle actually gets smaller, and I like it small.
That's true. It's kind of hard to maintain friendships as well. Like, you don't want to be a high maintenance friend as well. But, you know, like, again, like with the pandemic and everything, you get to realize, like, who the keepers are. I mean, like, you know, I'm not trying to diss the friends who are not reaching out because we are all dealing with our own problems. But, you know, the circle really does get smaller.
Yeah. You can't force people to be your friends.
Yeah, for sure.
It happens. It's not like you can always pull them in. They will go away from your gravitational pull. So
yeah. Oh wait. Okay. I know. Like we are getting off topic, but like I kind of like how the friendship topic is going because also like one of my realizations also in the wedding is that we invited a lot of friends. Wait, no, we did not invite a lot of friends. We were kind of like limited to inviting only 50 guests because of the quarantine and everything. And so like all those people that we invited, they were like super special friends. And then there are also like friends who you kind of invite just because you've been friends for so long. But then like, so this is one of our experience, like one of my childhood best friends, like, she kind of made so many excuses not to go. And then it kind of like made me realize, you know, like to your point, you can't force people to keep being your friend. Even if you've been friends for so long, like at some point you just drift apart and it's heartbreaking. Like it's a different, different level of heartbreak. But then again, it happens and there's nothing you can do about it.
If you can get over your ex, then you can always get over those friends who are not really... grown apart after a while, you know. I've had that too. I've had like this close elementary friends, but then like we're so far apart that I can't push myself to go back in that circle again because the circle was small to begin with. But then I kind of left, and then it was so weird when I tried to go back. So it's not really worth it. It's not worth all your energies.
That's true, yeah. But, you know, like, one of the things that I'm proud of is, like, I did everything to like maintain the friendship, but you know what, it just didn't work out. Yeah. So okay, I think that's it. That's where it ends.
Yeah, that's why I like low maintenance friendships. Like, you don't need to say anything. I mean, not that you don't need to like pester them all the time, but they're there, they're friends. Yeah
that's true. Like, yeah, like they show up in the difficult times.
Yeah.
Or like when you need them.
Yeah, like you know, there are those people who are the quote unquote friends, but actually they're not. So
yeah,
well,
yeah,
see, we ended up talking about friendship.
I know.
Yeah, which I hope to develop over the course of this hour, or whatever that means. Anywho, let's begin the episode before I burst into song. In 3, 2, 1, go. Welcome to The Creator Life, a podcast that tackles anything and everything when it comes to content creators and influencers. I'm your host, Julian Sebi. New episodes come out every Monday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Here's the episode. My guest for this episode is one of my newfound friends on Instagram / the internet. So she's Tish of the Sunshine Collective. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, new friend from Instagram.
Yeah, let's hope we remove the from Instagram tag, because that's usually how my friendships start during the pandemic. It's new friend, yeah, from insert social media platform here. So my aim always is to remove that from part and just be friends.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, I think that's kind of the trend now, because like we've been stuck in our houses for so long. So like for a while, that's really how you make friends. But yeah, I get you.
Yeah. I miss the old way of getting to know people and being friends, like meeting them, not through Zoom or some form of video conferencing app.
Yeah.
It's just so tiring now. I'm tired. I'm tired of this always online everything.
I know. And it's funny because like everything is online. So like at some point I wanted to do like a social media detox or like just go off grid for some time. But like everything is online. Like my job is online. My bank is online. I can't literally do anything.
I mean,
without the internet.
Yeah. The only thing we can do to control that is basically self-control.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, all that technology is going to control you. So
that's true.
It's just up to the person.
That's actually their goal, right?
Yeah, I know. Because otherwise, they can't get their money. Because all the money is in our personal information, even though I don't want that anymore. Or AKA, I already resigned to the fact that I'm no longer totally private. So I choose what I share. So like, okay, you get this version of me, even though that's like 10%.
Yeah.
It's so tiring to, post. Like, you remember in the early days of social media where we just post all the time? It's just like, it's all new and sunshine and rainbows and, I share my food stuff. And now it's like so depressing.
Yeah. I remember that. Like, when I started having my own Instagram account, like my feed was really about fashion. Like, that was the peak of like fashion. Mm-hmm. Like, people getting into fashion and people posting OOTDs. And I don't know, like, I think that was the thing back then. And anyway, I was the type, I've gotten over this. I was the type who wants to like go with the flow all the time. So I also wanted to get into like the OOTD bandwagon and those kind of things. So those are the things that I would post as well. And like, they're long deleted from my personal account already, but like memories of them still make me cringe. Like my outfits and my captions and, you know, those Instagram filters.
Yeah. Let's be real. The early social media versions of us were cringe. So
yes.
So we didn't know what to expect. I mean, mine's there, instagram.com/JulianCB. It's still there for all the people to see. But it's up to you if you want to scroll away. It's like there's 1,000 posts. So good luck.
That's brave.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably why I resigned to the fact that I can no longer be totally private, because it's already out there. So
yeah.
What I can control is what I post in the present and in the future. So I'll keep posting pink colored stuff. And that's all I'll say on the matter.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. So to begin our formal topic. So I was really curious because I saw your Instagram account. It's like the sunshinecollective.ph. It's like, what is this? And it's like, oh, it's all about podcasting. But you don't have your own podcast or something like that. So like, how on earth did you get into this wonderful world of podcasting?
Okay, that's a really nice question. Okay, so I want to answer two things. So the first one is the name. Because at first, I created this Instagram account because I wanted an escape from my corporate life. Because I used to be a corporate slave. So like I work in communications for a poultry company. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with like the poultry world, but basically that world never sleeps, because chickens need to be sold 24/7. And, you know, like it's that kind of industry. And I got super tired of it. And at that time, I did not have a backup plan. I didn't know what to do, basically, other than my day job. So I created this account to like, I don't know, more of like an escape. And my goal back then was to quit corporate. And I created this account to kind of like record my quitting process. So it started at that. And I don't know why I chose that name. Mostly because I think it's mostly because I like the sun. Like I generally like the sun. And I don't know, like I wanted to talk about so many things. So parang that's why there's like the word collective there. And at that time I felt like it was cool. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I'll just do that. And then it was already taken. So, like, that's why I had to put, like, PH in there, because, you know, like, the Sunshine Collective is already taken.
I mean, yeah.
So that's the name. And then podcasting. So, yeah, before I became a podcast manager, I was a social media manager, because it was the easiest, like, freelancing service for me to, yeah. It was the easiest freelancing service for me to, do, because of my communications background. Like I do social media for the poultry company that I used to work with. So like I have background in that. And so it was the easiest for me to like do that time. And, you know, like I enrolled in so many courses, and basically what they tell you is to niche down and to like figure out which particular market you want to serve and all that. And at that time, I really did not know. So but that time I already loved listening to podcasts. So I was listening to this new podcast while washing the dishes. And I really loved her podcast. She's a new podcaster. So like, I don't know, like I'm that type of person who is always trying to be close with everybody. Like I'm that feeling close friend. Yeah.
FC.
So like, the FC girl. So so like after listening to her podcast, I was like, okay, I'm going to search for this person. I'm going to message her on Instagram and I'm going to say that I love her. So like I searched for her Instagram account, and then I found her podcast account. So she has a personal account and a podcast account. And then I saw her podcast account, and then it was ugly AF. Like, it was ugly. Like, you know, like it's branded, but like the fonts were all over the place. There's no consistency. The colors were like, you know, it's just not nice.
It's chaotic. And so like,
yes, exactly. So that was when I'm like, okay, you know what? I think I can help this person with her feed and managing her social media. So that's basically how it started. So I started in this world of podcasting by, you know, like starting as a social media manager, and my niche or my market were podcasters. And then eventually, like, she asked me to manage her podcast. And then that's basically how it started. So when I started managing podcasts, I'm like, you know what, this is much more fun than social media. So I just stopped doing social media management for my clients and then just focused on managing their podcast. So that's basically it. Yeah. Mm.
So basically, if I can, I'm not going to ask this. I'm going to imagine what you do and then just tell me if you're right, if I'm right or something. So what a podcast manager does is basically prepare, let's say, if you need some research done, that if you need to schedule stuff like guests, that I think probably, I'm not sure if you still do social media of some sort, because even though you have a podcast, you still have to market the heck out of that thing. So probably that, but I'm not sure. That could be offloaded somehow. So, you know, delegate the stuff. And I'm not sure if editing is also part of that, because you can also offload that to other people. Maybe the delegation type of thing. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Everything you said is correct. So, like, the research, guest management is part of it, editing is part of it, you forgot content writing, so like we write sometimes I write the script, like she just talks about, or like my client just gives me a topic, and then, you know, like sometimes I script it out for them.
Wow.
Yeah. And then show notes, I also write the show notes sometimes. Like there are packages where, you know, like I also have a package where there's content repurposing in there. So like from their podcast, that gets transformed into an email newsletter, into a blog something. And then, we also touch on social media, but not so much in like the intense social media management. It's more of just like being present on the platforms that their target listeners are hanging out in. So I also do edit. I studied editing. Like one of my main hesitations for getting into podcast management before is editing, because like I feel like it's too much for me. Like I don't understand all these waves and all that. But eventually I learned it. But when I started having, you know, like the budget to hire somebody, to do that. So like that was the first thing that I delegated to an editor. So so right now I have an editor, and she just does it for me, and then I just review it, like just to make sure that everything is perfect before I send it over to the clients. And then but all the other stuff, I love doing it, like the research and everything. So I think it also made me a bit pickier with my clients, because I have to make sure that the topics they talk about are something that's interesting for me, because like I do research for them, right? And then I also look for guest experts in their field to guest in their podcast. So if it's something that I don't like doing, then I probably wouldn't do well in it. So
like in the context of content writing, like you could say that's a thing. Like the reason why I didn't bring it up, because I never really thought of writing a script of some sort, but then like it makes sense for certain kinds of podcasts, and others are like, it really doesn't make sense to write a script at all, because it wouldn't sound authentic whatsoever. So you just put, let's say, topics or some sort, because like at the end of the day, you want to sound authentic. Like not sound authentic, you want to be authentic. So the last thing you want is to sound like a robot.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, again, there are like different kinds of podcasters. So like the one I'm working with, she's a keynote speaker. So like you know, even if there's a script, it's very on brand for her. So like
And I think she's already been doing that for a while now. So even if, you know, like, yeah, she has like a certain market for it, like people who like listening to those kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Well, to each their own. So,
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, so I think we got two of the topics out of the way. So, like, when I get your thoughts on some stuff, like, me as a person, like, as myself, as a podcaster, I do it by myself. I don't have a team. I don't have some podcast manager that I can just tap to have it managed or some sort. Like, what's it like when, because what are the differences between like just doing, like, I like doing it myself because I like doing the whole process. I like going through the pain, so to speak. So like, does it still make sense for like a podcaster to be still doing it by themselves, or will there come a point where yes, you have to offload some stuff so to keep it going or something like that?
Yeah, it totally still makes sense, like, for podcasters to still do majority of the work. But, okay, so there are two types of podcasters, right? So there's one that's doing podcasts for fun, like, it's a passion project. Like, their goal really is to build a community and to share their message out there and to just let, you know, like, it's just to express. So, like, that's the goal for them, to have a podcast. And then there's the different kind. So the other set of podcasters are actually using podcast as a marketing entity. So they're kind of using it as a funnel, right? So the people that I work with, they don't have time to do the editing for themselves, but they do acknowledge that majority of their market or their target market are listening to their podcasts, and they actually get clients from there. So that's the reason why they're investing on podcast managers, on podcast VAs, editors, and all those other stuff. So yeah, in terms of like people hiring podcasters, it's really on the budget, you know, like if you have the budget for it, why not? But even if you're a business person and you're using the podcast as a marketing tool, as a marketing entity or a funnel for your business, there are still others who prefer to do things for themselves because, well, you know, like their business probably isn't that big yet. So mostly it's really about that. Like, there are people who are willing to invest on podcast managers because they do acknowledge the fact that their podcast actually bring in money for their business, and they don't have time to, you know, figure out the editing and like figure out all these other things involved in putting up a podcast. So yeah, basically, yeah, that's it. So like, I also have like a lot of friends who started a podcast for fun. So like, I'm pretty sure like, they're not going to want to hire a podcast manager anytime soon because like their podcast isn't earning, right? Or like they're not getting any money from it. So it's like a passion project. So yeah.
Yeah. I feel like those who acknowledge the power of podcasting as another way for them to get their message across, but like it's not like their main thing. So that's why I could see that angle. But at the same time, those people who just started podcasting because they want to start it. So yeah, those are the kind of people I would expect to just do it themselves for most of the time.
Yeah, for such a time. Yeah, for such a time. Like, especially like the new business owners or like, based on my experience, like it's usually coaches, like financial coaches and, you know, life coaches. They're the ones who get into podcasting. And then sometimes, you know, when their business starts picking up, they need to really focus on the things in their business that bring in the money, and they don't have the time to like edit things for themselves, upload things for themselves. So yeah, that's when they bring in like a team or more people to help them with it.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, if the podcast actually brings in people who buy some stuff from them.
Yeah. I can see both sides, but then, you know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's yet another platform that people use to get their message across. And it's really up to the person if they want to do it themselves or if they want to focus on the things that matter and then hire someone else to like manage all the annoying stuff. Because let's face it, the editing is very annoying.
Yeah, it is.
Like, as much as I want to get into the weeds sometimes, like, it's still annoying. Like, you know you made a mistake. So you have to edit it out. But then when you edit it out, it sounds worse. So, like, oh, what do I do?
Yeah. So like, you just keep it as it is. So, yeah, we make mistakes. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, part of life. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, one question I wanted to ask you, because you're basically in this world of podcasting. Right. So was there ever a time, or is it still in your head, that you want to do your own podcast? Or, okay, I'm just fine with just doing all these things for other people and, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I really wanted to start one. And it's just like, you know, I feel like there's so much pressure for me if I do start a podcast, because yun nga, like I manage podcasts. So, and if you see my Instagram, it's all about like making sure that you do this and, you know, like your audio does this and your audio is that, and you do this for your intro, do this for your outro. So like, I feel like I'll be under so much scrutiny if I do start my own podcast. They'd be like, oh, but you said in your post that it should be this. How come you didn't do that? So like, I have that thing going on in my head. So like, I did have a lot of things recorded, like even with some friends, but like, I don't think they're ever going to get published ever. Or maybe if I'm going to get over that mental thing, like mental block, or, you know, that kind of mindset that people are going to judge me for it, then maybe I would. But yeah, definitely, I really wanted to start one before. But then when I started, you know, like, okay, so I signed up for a business coach, right? And so this business coach was like, oh, you know what? You're supposed to give value and tips and all these things on your Instagram. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you know, I'm not going to podcast anymore.
Yeah. Like, I think at some point you think, okay, this is already what I do without, you know, without me doing the whole banana. So right. If I do the whole banana, I'll be in like all this pressure. Like, you need a shoe to fall for that to happen.
Yeah. Like, even if I were to have my own podcast, I'm gonna wanna have a podcast manager, because like, I don't want to deal with it. Like, I just want to like record and then have somebody do it for me.
Yeah.
So that, because you know what, like, I feel like since it's my own podcast, I feel like it's going to take me forever to edit it. Like, I have to make sure it sounds perfect, you know, those kinds of stuff. So yeah, I don't think it's ever going to get finished if I'm going to edit it myself. So I'm just going to, if I do decide to have my own podcast, I think I'm going to want to have somebody else manage it for me.
That's what happens. Yeah. Thank God I didn't start as a podcast manager, because I would have all those thoughts in my head and I wouldn't be able to start anything. And this podcast wouldn't exist at all. So that's sometimes like it really depends on what you've been doing prior to you starting something. And at the end of the day, all we have to do is start it. Like, people will always be judging. People always have thoughts on what you have to say, no matter what. So, like, you know, sometimes you just have to start, because maybe the only thing that's stopping you from doing it is yourself.
Yeah.
And it's usually yourself.
You know, exactly. Like, you know, the funny thing is, I already know that, but...
And yet, it still happens.
Yeah. And yet, I still find it so difficult to just get over it and just record. So, like, yeah, I'm just parking the idea for now and then probably wait for a time when...
I think when I'm going to be ready. I think you need intervention. Like, someone will have to, like, accidentally release something. Like, something like that.
I think, oh, no.
It's something... I think something like that would happen. not like you intentionally doing it, because at the rate you're going with what you're saying, it's like, okay, I feel like I'm not gonna do it. So yeah, it's like external forces will push you to do it anyway.
Yeah. Oh god, I hope not though, but okay.
Well, we'll see. I'm not saying it will happen. I'm just saying that's a possibility, because
then it might happen.
Yeah, you know, life. life's not intentional. Sometimes it's full of just accidents left and right. So
yeah,
all we can do is adapt to what comes our way. Like, you know, imagine having this pandemic and a wild typhoon appears. So yeah, what are you gonna do? Yeah. So you can't just like do nothing. So
yeah.
I don't know if I still want to tackle these topics because they're too strict. But, you know, all these things in this world of podcasting, Spotify being this giant elephant, being over everything. I have my thoughts. I've said it a lot of times, so I don't want to say it again. I don't like what they're doing, honestly, even though some are actually thriving in that strategy, but personally I'm not a fan. And so I will just skip to this one last part, which is if people want to do podcasts, especially this year where we're 2 years after everyone seemingly doing a podcast, including your celebrity crush, your celebrity crush, a celebrity crush, and so much more. So what advice can you give to people if they want to do one?
Okay, I think this is also advice for myself.
But I'm forcing you to talk to yourself in a way.
But like the good thing about the whole podcasting scene right now is that the barrier to entry is very low. Everybody and anybody could start a podcast already. It's just a matter of like having the confidence to actually start one. Me. But again, like the barrier to entry is very low. There are so many free tools that you could try. There are so many, you know, like tutorials on the internet that you could check out, and apps that you could use as well. Like if you don't know how to edit your audio, there are apps that you could download so that, you know, the app could handle that for you and all that stuff. So basically my advice would be, you know, like explore your options and then try to record and just publish. Oh god, this is so this is like my advice for myself. But like, okay, so if I were talking to a client, I would literally just say that, like, first, number one is to identify your theme or like a topic that you really want to talk about. I mean, you could talk about anything really under the sun, but if you want to take podcasting seriously, you're going to want to focus on one topic, because of course you're going to want to be known for that particular thing. Yeah, exactly. Like one of my examples for my local clients is that it's but the Chris Uy and Slater Young,
the Sky podcast.
Yeah, the Sky podcast. Yeah. So they're already popular, right? Like they already made a name for themselves. So they could afford to talk about anything under the sun. They could break all the rules. Yeah, they could break all the rules. And because ideally, right, like podcasts should not really exceed an hour, because, you know, like the attention span of the people. But like, you know, celebrities could easily break these rules because they're the celebrities already. But like for new creators, for people who are not known yet, or like, you know, don't have a big following just yet, it's really important to identify a theme, a topic, and figure out who you want to talk to, or like your target listeners basically, and then try to like create content based on that first, like focus on that. And then you could start branching out to different topics once you have that in place already. So basically it's that, like
there are so many tools and there are so many resources available. So in terms of that, you just have to explore which one works for you and your budget. And, you know, like you could always invest in a good mic. You could always invest in a good headset. But, you know, if you only have the headset that comes along with your phone, you could already start with that if you're that committed. Yeah, so like in terms of tools, everything, there's so many resources out there. And in terms of like making a name for yourself in this already saturated, or it's starting to get saturated in this world, it's really important to have at least like one or two themes, main themes, main topics, and really identify or get to know who you want to talk to, who you want to serve, or like have an idea of who you think would, who your stories are going to impact. Like, you know, because like stories right now, like it's one of the things that makes millennials, you know, like we love stories. We love like, you know, like the ads right now and the way we do marketing is really about storytelling. So that's one. And yeah, so basically just start and then get over yourself.
Yeah, you just basically talk to yourself for like the whole thing. Like, whenever you doubt yourself, I'll just play that section of the podcast and then play it on repeat.
I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah. I'm so going to make this a social media preview. Yeah, because that's what happens. That's what happens when there's a theme that that I sense that I did not predict. So, okay, you go to social media as a preview. Podcast manager gives advice to herself.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, good luck. Because I'm going to use it. Anyway, I think that's it for this episode. Thank you so much, Tish, for being on the Creator Life podcast. I really appreciate you taking the time, even though we're using your Zoom resource. Yeah. So thank you a lot. Thanks a lot, Tish. Really appreciate it.
Thank you also for having me. I hope like this was a meaningful episode. I felt like we were just chatting like literal chica session the entire time.
I mean, the first part was literal. Out of this. The first part is literal chica, which is the whole point of the first part.
Yeah, yeah.
So I put their icebreaker because it's literally to not talk about the topics yet. So,
yeah.
Before we end, anything you'd like to plug? This is usually the part where I let my guests plug.
I don't have a podcast yet, so
no, I'm again, I'm gonna play that section.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. It's the Sunshine Collective. If you're if you want to get into podcasting, I have a lot of content about it, which also applies to me. But yeah, if you want to chat about it, like my DMs are always open, so you can slide into it and we can talk more about podcasting. I'm also on TikTok, but I'm not active. So yeah, Instagram is the place to go.
Yeah,
yeah, that's all.
Well, I'll leave the link in the show notes because she didn't say the username. So I'll just leave it in the show notes.
All right, yeah. But okay, yeah, the show notes. Let's put it in the show notes.
Put it there. Well, at least just one link. So yay. Mm. Yay for me, I guess. Anyway, my turn to do the spiel. Let's see if I still got this. Podcast updates and behind the scenes are on social media. That's Creator Life Pod, Creator Life POD on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also follow me on social media and see me. What did I do? I ate K chicken burger. Then I ate ice cream. Then I ate fries. So basically, if you want to see me eat, that's on social media. That's Julian CB, JULLIANSIBI on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's it for this episode. I hope you guys learned something from this episode, even though the first part was basically chica, but that's the point. Until the next one, guys, enjoy your tech, enjoy your coffee, enjoy life, stay safe, and happy traveling, because I think people are traveling now. Bye! Bye, everybody!